I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, West Virginia celebrates its hunting and fishing heritage with the National Hunting and Fishing Days celebration. We'll talk about it coming up in a moment. Each year, West Virginia puts on one of the largest events in the nation dedicated to the celebration of hunting and fishing. It's a gathering at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park, and it's this Saturday and Sunday. Kayla Donathan with the West Virginia DNR says it's always a good time.
We're going to have a variety of things up there, exhibits, vendors, and some really special exhibitions from people that are coming in from both around the state and out of state.
And those exhibitions feature some great demonstrations.
A couple things that we've had last year, we're going to have Neil James here again from the Animal Planet show Call of the Wild Man. He's going to meet people, sign some autographs, take pictures, play his banjo for us. And we are also going to have Byron Ferguson. He was here. He's been here, you know, years in the past, and he's going to be doing his archery exhibitions twice a day. We're also going to have coyote calling, how to film your outdoor hunt, raptors in flight, West Virginia snakes, just a lot of variety of things that people can learn about outdoors in West Virginia and everything that the DNR has to offer.
And bring your kids, because they don't want to miss the Youth Outdoor Challenge, where they get to experience hands-on a lot of outdoor activities and could win some cool prizes.
We will be doing that again. That is free for kids. And everyone who participates will get a T-shirt, and there will be two winners who will be chosen to receive lifetime hunting and fishing licenses.
But you don't need to be a kid to learn something or get a chance to try out a number of activities.
We encourage people who are very active in hunting and fishing to attend, but also if you're kind of interested in those types of things, this is a really good place to kind of learn, you know, how to get involved and what different things can be offered around the state.
And bring along your credit card. You can do some shopping while you're there as well.
The last count I saw, we were about filled up on vendor spaces. I think we were close to between 60 and 70 last I saw. So we've got a real good list. And again, there's a whole mix. We've got food. We've got you know, hunting vendors, fishing vendors, and just some other local people who are going to be there to talk about what they can offer.
Plus, I'll be there with my Saturday morning radio show, West Virginia Outdoors. It's at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission $6 for those 16 and over. Under 16, admitted free. Come on out and join us this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.